Friends, it's at this point in the programme that I'm going to repeat a feature that we did, I think it might have been this time last year. It's a feature by Daniel O'Donnell, and I've had not one, not two, but three requests to repeat the feature again. So if you've already heard it, my apologies, but I know one or two or nine or ten or quite a lot of listeners haven't heard it before. But just before we start, when he comes to the part about Dublin, and he's talking about Dublin, and he says, forgive me if a Culshie sings this song. A Culshie in Ireland is someone who hails from the country, not from the big city. I think the equivalent in the US would be a redneck. I think that explains that. I'll tell you what, let's Daniel take over a musical tour of Ireland.
Hello there. Well, I'd be glad of your company for the next hour or so as we take a short trip around Ireland, stopping off at some of the places that I play at, from Cork to Donegal. In the job that I do, you get to see a lot of the country, and you know it really is lovely. Back in the early 60s, American country singer Johnny Cash came here for the first of his many tours. He was so taken with the beauty of Ireland that he sat down and wrote this next song.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Fingal to the shores of Dundee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spit the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women gleam. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green.
Whenever I get a break from travelling, I love to head north to County Donegal. It's God's country, you know, where beautiful mountains and miles of deserted golden beaches provide a peace and tranquility and a sense of belonging that I can't find anywhere else. Isn't it lovely here? Well, I suppose I'm a wee bit biased, because I come from Donegal, you see. And my family has lived here for generations. That's Owey Island, where my mother came from, and I spent many happy childhood holidays there. It was inhabited up until just a few years ago, but nobody lives there anymore. This is the place where I was born and brought up, the village of Kincastle. And you know, when I was a wee boy, I thought this was a city. But as I've travelled, I've come to realise that there's not many places smaller. But it's still home to me, and if you ever make it this far, I want you to remember that there's always a fire in the kitchen, and there's always a kettle on the boil.
There's always a fire in the kitchen. There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is a home. A stranger is always welcome, be it any time of night or day. So don't ever feel sad or lonesome, just call as you pass on your way. There's always a fire in the kitchen. There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is a home. Thank you. It's seen many happy and sad times, but it still remains through it all. Though times may have changed all around it, there's still a word of welcome in the hall. There's always a fire in the kitchen. There's always a kettle on the boil. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is about. There's no fancy carpets or no telephone, but the one thing our house is about.
Well, from Donegal to Dublin town. When I'm not touring abroad, I spend most of my time here in Dublin. It's a city that I'm getting used to, full of life and good humour. It's a friendly place where most of the inhabitants are people like myself, cultures up from the country. A few years ago, Pete St. John wrote a song that's become an anthem for the city. So if you'll forgive a country boy for having a go at this song and paying tribute to Dublin in the rare old times.
Raised in songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as can be, born hard and lit in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. I courted Peggy Dyken, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. The years have made me bitter, the gargoyles dim me brain, cause Dublin keeps on changing, and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the net have gone, the royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of our town. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages spring up along the quay. Me mind's too full of memories, too old to hear chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin and the rare old times. Ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City and the rare old times. Ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Percy French was one of Ireland's greatest songwriters, with a wealth of songs to his credit. He wrote this next one in the early 1900s, and it takes the form of a letter from an Irish emigrant recently arrived in London. He's writing to Mary, his girlfriend back home, and I, like so many new emigrants, he's lonesome and wishful to be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I've found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed, well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, fit they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here at the head of the force. Sure, I met him today. I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. There we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark moors sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but never mind. With beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you ventured to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of morn sweep down to the sea.
Thank you very much. This time we're going to do a song that was written by Hugh Donoghue from County Cavan, and it expresses the feelings of a singer or a band as they travel out of Ireland and sing for those people who have had to emigrate for one reason or another. It's called Far, Far From Home.
We'll say farewell tomorrow and we'll leave you for a while, for our music it will take us off far, far from this green isle, to sing in places we haven't been and the ones that we well know. And we'll always meet the boys from home wherever we may go. We'll be singing songs of Ireland to the folks in Camden Town, when we play guitars in Boston bars, the friends will gather round. We'll be telling of the homeland, from where they've had to go, when we get our sights on Sydney's heights, we'll be far, far from home. We're happy with our music, it's what we love to do. And although we sometimes leave this land, we still return to you. We're proud that we can take afar and leave with them a while our part of this fair land of ours we call the Emerald Isle. We'll be singing songs of Ireland to the folks in Camden Town, when we play guitars in Boston bars, the friends will gather round. We'll be telling of the homeland, from where they've had to roam, when we get our sights on Sydney's heights, we'll be far, far from home. When we get our sights on Sydney's heights, we'll be far, far from home.
Well, here we are in the shade of the Sugarloaf Mountains in County Wicklow, the Garden of Ireland. It's a perfect setting for a lovely old ballad. I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wide and wide, where your heart has ever been, since first you were my loving bride. The roses all have left your cheeks, I've walked them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home. Kathleen dear, your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a dark on your brow. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. My heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. June light discloses love's golden dreams sparkling anew. Moonlight and roses bring memories of you. June light discloses love's golden dreams sparkling anew. Moon.
Throughout Ireland every year there are many summer festivals that take place in towns and villages the length and breadth of the country. One of the better known of these festivals takes place right here in Dunloe, where girls come from all over the world to compete for the title of Mary from Dunloe. And this year, a girl from County Donegal took that title. Carmel Kelly, how are you?
I'm very well, Daniel, thank you.
You must be just delighted having won Mary from Dunloe.
Indeed I am. I'm honoured to take the title this year.
Can you tell us a wee bit about what you might have to do for the rest of the year? Will you have special duties as Mary from Dunloe?
Well, it'll involve travelling, and in travelling I'll be representing County Donegal itself, and indeed Dunloe, as the representative of Mary from Dunloe, in Ireland and across the water as well.
And what does Mary from Dunloe do, or better still, what does Carmel Kelly do when she's not being Mary from Dunloe?
I'm a physical education teacher and I will be taking up my first post in Monaghan later this year.
Very good. Well, Carmel, I hope you enjoy the next year, and I know wherever you go, you'll represent Dunloe and indeed Ireland perfectly. And I don't want you to leave me yet because I want to sing a song specially for you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Giddore. I'm crossing the main ocean where the kind relations, I am bound for America. Oh, then, Mary, you're my heart's delight, my pride and glory. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but absence makes the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. Oh, I wish I was and seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass, I call and I grow my Mary in my arms in the time. out of sweet Dunlop. Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. Each night while I'm sleeping, oh so lonely, I share your love and dreams that once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. I've waited so long for you to write me, but just a memory's all that's left of you. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. So darling, I can dream on.
In the early 1950s, Dick Farley wrote a song that found its way to Bing Crosby, who recorded it. It became a million seller and one of his biggest hits. It's a song that returns to that familiar theme of an emigrant pining for his home place. And the home place in question this time is here in County Sligo, the beautiful Isle of Innisfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They're taken to a land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely see the beauty or the magic. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wonder o'er green hills and dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and see the rivers laughing as they flow. And then into a humble shack I wander, my own sweet home, and tenderly the folks I love around the turf fire gathered on bended knee. The rosary is told, but dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. When we are back to stare reality, and though they pave the footpaths here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree. I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree.